Welcome to Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to help you along the way.
Some years ago, a large tenement house was on fire. It was thought that all the people had been saved, when to the horror of the rescuers and the spectators, two children appeared at the topmost window. The staircase was a roaring furnace, and all means of escape was cut off. Quickly, strong men got hold of a blanket, and holding it out to break their fall, shouted to the children to jump. But they were too frightened to jump. And meanwhile, the fire was roaring and hissing from floor to floor. "Jump! Jump! Jump!" yelled the people, until they were hoarse, but the children were too frightened to move. Just then a man came around the corner, and in a moment he looked over the whole situation. Stepping forward, he cried, "Jump!" And the children did so instantly, and they were saved. Going up to the man, the would-be rescuers asked how it was that the children had jumped as soon as he gave the command, while their own entreaties were useless. "I am their father," he answered. What was it that saved the children? The blankets? The nerve? Obedience? No, not altogether. It was faith. Faith in their father that led them to faith in his word. It was through faith they were saved. Faith is one of the principles of life. It's by faith that we please God. It's by putting our whole faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that we're saved. To open the sacred scriptures to the gospel according to St. Mark chapter 13. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, Master, what stones! What a fabric!" Jesus answered him, "Do you see all this huge fabric? There will not be a stone of it left on another. It will all be thrown down." And so when he was sitting down on the Mount of Olivet opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him, now that they were alone, "Tell us, when will this be? And what sign will be given when all this will soon be accomplished?" "Take care," Jesus began to answer, "that you do not allow anyone to deceive you. Many will come making use of my name, and they will say, 'Here I am.' And many will be deceived by it. When you hear tell of wars and rumors of wars, do not be disturbed in mind. Such things must happen, but the end will not come yet. Nation will rise in arms against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be earthquakes in this region and that. There will be famines. All this is but the beginning of travail."